Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are lucky enough to be joined by Titania Jordan of BARC. And Titania has joined us before to talk about child safety, online safety, for many years. How you been, Titania?
I've been great. How about y'all?
We are doing our best up here in cold Connecticut. It's getting cold fast. You're down in the south, right?
Oh, I am, so I can't complain.
Nice. Well, what's going on? How do we keep our kids safe these days? It's harder and harder for folks to figure out how to do it. They spend so much time on their screens as parents. It used to be you take them away, but I was just at dinner and I saw literally two-year-olds with screens in front of them at the restaurant. So I'm not sure what people are doing these days, but it's not good. And you guys are out there to try to help, right?
We are. We launched in 2015. I can't believe we've been in existence for over a decade because it's flown by. And so much has changed just over the past 10 years. We started with an app that would alert parents to dangers that are taking place in their children's devices, whether it was a smartphone, a school-issued laptop, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Then we decided to launch our own smartphone and a smartwatch because the tech that parents were giving kids wasn't inherently safe, as you highlighted, and parents are at a disadvantage when it comes to setting up parental controls. So I would say if you take nothing else away from our time together today, everybody who's listening, please do not allow connected tech in the bedrooms or behind closed doors. That's where a lot of the problems begin.
So explain what connected tech is. Even that comment there for folks can be difficult, especially for a guy like me who used AI to cook a turkey and didn't work out for me. How does connected tech, what does that mean?
That means anything, whether it's a smartphone, a gaming console, a Nintendo Switch, the family iPad, an old computer or device that can get online hiding in some tech drawer. Mm. Anything that can connect to the internet should not be given to children freely for them to use, especially not behind closed doors or overnight. Because if you ask any law enforcement official, they'll say that's where a lot of the problems begin and exacerbate.
Gotcha. So when we talk children, how old are you talking about as far as not allowing connected tech in their bedroom?
I mean, up until age 17, 18, okay. I mean, our children need to sleep. Our teenagers need to sleep. Sleep, a full night's sleep, not interrupted by screens or anything else, is a key indicator for optimal physical and mental health. And so your children and teenagers might say, but I need my alarm clock. It's okay. You can get a different non-connected alarm clock from Amazon or your local, retail store. It's really, really important to just keep that tech. Even as adults, if you could not have your smartphone right by your bedside table, you are going to sleep better as well.
And we all need that. And when we start to get to be my age, sleep is such a nice, rare thing. So we agree with you, keeping that connected tech out of there. So if they do end up having it in the room, because that's going to be a difficult one to prevent, I understand why you recommend it. You have ways to implement an app on this tech to actually keep them safe.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we created Bark, because children are savvy, they'll sneak tech, or parents are just tired and overwhelmed and they can't be, 24/7 police. So yes, we have an app you can get at bark.us is our website that will connect to your children's social media accounts, devices. It will analyze their email, their texting threads, all of that. And it will essentially surface to you when there are issues surrounding cyberbullying or predators or mental health related issues, graphic violence, sexual content, disordered eating related content, all the bad stuff that they can encounter online. Essentially, our algorithm will detect it, surface it to you via text or email, and help you decide the best next steps for how to talk to your kids about it and take action. So that's our app. We've expanded because not everybody, wants to download an app. So that if you do want to give your kids safer tech, to allow them to text trusted contacts, allow you to track their location, give you the full ability to decide time limits, filters, and parental controls, that's where you can opt for the Bark smartphone, which is an Android device, or a Bark smartwatch. So your kids can have connected tech, but you can remain in control and not feel like the tech has taken control of your entire family.
Yeah, and that's key. I mean, when we were growing up, our parents were... We're latchkey kids. They didn't really pay attention to us, but they kind of knew who we hung out with, right? And that's how you dealt with, bullying or dealing with kids that are going to be bad influencers or what have you. But now with the internet, you're literally, these kids could be interfacing with, 60-year-old pedophiles, and you don't even know, and they're acting like kids, and you don't even know who they're connected to. And whereas when we were kids, that would not happen. It wouldn't be easy to have that happen when we were growing up. So this type of technology allows you to be that parent. It allows you to set those limits. You can obviously set limits where you disconnect them from the internet on your firewall or router, but now with everyone with a cell phone, that's impossible to do too. So it's the app that is key. Now, can the kids defeat the app? Is there a way for them to get on the phone that you're giving them with the app on it and have them defeat it? Because some of these kids are smart.
Yeah, these kids are really savvy. I would say if your children have iPhones, there might be a way for them to circumvent the Bark app, but the good news is that we have built in an alert so that if they figure out how to disconnect it, and it would take a child who's very savvy at computer science to do that. But if they figure it out, you'll get an alert saying, "Hey, Bark has been disconnected." So at least you'll know. And then you can talk to them about, "Hey, if you are going to have the privilege and responsibility of having tech, you've got to keep Bark on it." But that's another reason why we launched our own smartphone, because it can't be disconnected or circumvented on the smartphone
that we
have.
Yeah. So how do people get your smartphone? Is it just something they go on your site and order it? Is it just like an Android so it's an Android phone, I assume.
It's an Android phone, and you can get it at bark.us or even on Amazon.
And again, it functions like a regular phone, except it's going to have these parental controls.
And they're built in instead of being an add-on app that, as she mentioned, can be circumvented, at least on iPhones, with difficulty, but can be done.
Yeah.
And it looks just like a normal adult, savvy, sleek smartphone, but it has some really important features. For example, any child that has an iPhone or a non-safe smartphone can take a nude photo or video, which can be very problematic for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
The Bark smartphone doesn't even allow a child to capture that media, much less send it. It has so many features because it was built for children in mind. Our CTO, Brandon Hilkert, literally built this phone for his own two children because it was time for them to have a smartphone. And he was like, "Nope. Nothing out there cuts it. Let me make a better one."
So it's got AI to tell if they're taking an image of that kind?
Yes. Yeah, it can identify. And it says, "Nope, this will not be saved to the device."
So I've been on stories. WFSB had me on a story where there was a guy who was a photographer who was deplatformed. because they accused him of that, and he didn't do it. So how can a company like Meta not have technology smart enough to detect this? And you guys have. You got to ask yourself just how despicable is that company to not be able to do it and deplatform the wrong guy versus you guys can actually not allow it to occur. That if that is true, it's an awesome technology. I believe you. I believe you, never trust me, verify.
Yeah, totally. And the bigger picture here is exactly what you're saying, is if Bark Technologies, a company that's been around for 10 years and has around 100 employees, can do this, so can Apple, so can Meta, so can Snap. They can do a better job of protecting children, and they are not. They are opting not. And what's wild, if you really want to go down a rabbit hole, is to look at the lawsuits that are now being they're being sought out after these platforms, and the records from the discovery process that are being released, internal documentation that is now on the record showing that these platforms, these executives knew about a variety of harms. Some of them even proposed measures that could counteract these harms, and then they were saying, no, we're not going to do that because it's going to negatively impact engagement and revenue.
That's just so unethical. That's just so sick. To allow for that to occur, for a minor to do that, because a lot of these kids are bullied internally with each other with those types of images, from what I understand.
They're extorted. Yeah.
And if you can make it impossible to actually take the picture with the technology you already have, it means it's easy to do. If your AI can add a Santa hat to your picture, it can also detect whether or not you're naked.
Exactly. And Apple does a great job in particular prioritizing privacy for users, which is wonderful for adults, but they're doing it at the negative effect of child safety. And there's a whole nother episode we could do about the steps they've taken to prioritize, you know, basically the privacy of predators and what they're uploading to iCloud over having a better experience for children.
Well, you're welcome to be here for the whole hour. I'd like to chat with you about that kind of stuff because we feel strongly about it. There's, you know, the whole digital ID, the whole idea of being able to confirm identities of children, whether or not they have access to these platforms. For some reason, the mouse, you know, can make sure you can't watch ESPN, period, exclamation point. You can't even figure out how to do it. But these other platforms can't figure out how to allow the right, you know, adults to access adult material versus kids accessing the material. It should be just as easy to do if the mouse can keep you off ESPN. you know, it doesn't make,
any
sense.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, technology should, I would think, arrive safe for the most vulnerable user, whether it's a smart TV, a smartphone, any sort of digital device. And then let adults with adult wisdom and discernment work to unlock access to more mature themes and content if they so choose to, because every adult has the freedom to do that. But for children, why don't we default to just protecting them? You know, it's so crazy to me that any home, really, a child can turn on a television, which they know how to do starting at age, you know, one, and navigate to some pretty gnarly content, whether it's on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. And we just have to do better by these kids.
Yeah, just a regular broadcast TV these days. I mean, I ask myself, what time is it? What are we watching? I mean, I can't believe the stuff that's on TV these days. Again, I'm not a prude. I understand this stuff, right? I mean, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want my future grandkids to be looking at this stuff. It's not good. Can we take a quick break and get back to you?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take a quick break and get back to Tania Jordan of Bark and how to keep your kids safe. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we are back talking about how to keep our kids safe on the internet. And Titania Jordan of Bark US, they've, you guys have been doing it for about a decade now. Are you
with
us?
That's right. Yeah, it's been, I am. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I'll never forget 2019, we went undercover as an 11-year-old on Instagram just to surface how bad the Predator network was on their platform. And within minutes, we had grown men messaging us, knowing that we were, quote, 11. And to know that today it's still a problem, despite the teen account protections they've rolled out, it's really frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an 11-year-old on Instagram, you should be completely hidden.
Yes.
Yeah. And Instagram has the ability to detect known children on the platform. And in fact, you're not supposed to use their platform if you're under 13. And the fact that they allow children under 13 on their platform, despite their guidelines saying you can't be, is step one, right? I mean, Roblox just announced last week that they were going to start scanning the face of its users to try to identify the age of children and put them into age appropriate experiences, because you know who's having a bad PR year is Roblox.
Yeah, you're right. We actually talked about that, I think, last weekend. All these sites are having a bad, again, the technology is not that difficult. You know, if you force the proof, you know, I had to sell a car on Carvana, right? I was curious about how to do it and I did it. You know what they required? They required a scan of my ID and then a selfie of my face to prove I was who I was, right? So right. If you're on Roblox as an adult, you're only going to have access to people that are adults, period. Simple as that. Or if you can figure out a way to allow for your, if you have, you know, kids in your family that you want to do play on Roblox with, I guess you should be able to allow that. But even that's kind of weird. You know, it should be one of those age-appropriate things, and they should be able to configure this stuff pretty straightforward, and they just choose not to, I would contend. Blumenthal here, one of our illustrious senators who is always in front of a camera, was in front of a camera recently talking about AI toys. Now you have toys out there that'll talk to you.
Ooh, AI toys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was bad. That was not a good week for that toy either. I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was giving children sexually explicit instructions, and that's not a toy any kid needs.
Right, right. Now, of course, now you have a senator saying he's going to ban the technology. I would contend, don't hold your breath, because for some reason they never seem to be able to solve a problem. They just get to talk about it all the time. The fact that the toy is doing that and is, again, connected to the interwebs in their bedrooms, like you just talked about, right? And it's smart technology doing that type of thing. How dumb are these toy providers to not put a sort of limit on this stuff?
I mean, there's so many companies out there that are looking to make a profit, right? Mm-hmm. And they either at best are just ignorant about the harms that could befall children, or at worst know the harms, ignore the harms, and are purely concerned about profit. And, you know, we can't make everybody a good person in this world, but what we can do is protect our house, protect our kids. And I want to go back to just how we started our conversation, which is, you know, let's back up. What do I do? How do I keep my kids safer? Because you can't remove every danger from their life. In fact, that's how they build resilience, is by learning and being exposed to certain things. But at the basic, you know, first of all, just delay tech as long as you can. Kids don't need unrestricted internet-enabled devices early in their life. They have plenty of time later in their life to become tech savvy. I already mentioned locking down the devices at night. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is just turn on every built-in safety feature, whether it's parental controls, content filters, app store restrictions. It will take some work, and we'll get into that in a minute. The next thing that we haven't talked about is just the relationship, talking early and often and without shame, because kids aren't going to tell you something if they think they're going to get into trouble. If you can create a no shame, no blame environment, they will come to you. And then we also talked about keeping tech in shared spaces. Just the visibility of having something in the living room versus the basement is easier. Now, talking about you, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to agree. Go ahead.
Let's say, and now let's talk about using tech to help parents tech, mm-hmm. right? You know, Bark is a tech tool that can help you, but I just went on ChatGPT during the commercial break, and I said, what's the fastest, easiest way for a parent to turn on every built-in safety feature on the tech that their child has access to? I want all the parental controls, all of it. Can you give me a step-by-step plan? Of course, it thought for 23 seconds.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And, you know, but here's what you do if you're like, okay, I've got some downtime this holiday season. Here's what you're going to do. First, you need to make a quick tech inventory. Just grab a notepad and list every device that your child could possibly access. You know, phones, laptops, gaming consoles, smart TVs, all of it. So you make an inventory. Then you start with their main device, the thing that they use the most. Make sure that device knows your child's real age. You turn on the screen time and require approval for apps and purchases.
Hey, Titania, we want to continue with that list, but we're running out of time here. Can I put you over to hold through the news?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to continue with Titania Jordan and Bark about how to keep your kids safe. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and we're on with Titania Jordan of Bark. And she was going over a list of approaches you should take to keep your kids safe during the outro music there. And let's have you start again just really quickly if that was being interrupted.
Absolutely.
So start over with that list. Totally. What should people do?
All right. So first, make a quick tech inventory. Just grab a pen, a piece of paper, list every device and account your child uses. Just really think, and whether it's phone, laptop, gaming console, streaming apps like Netflix, social apps like Snapchat, just list everything, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you have an idea of what you've got to protect. Then start with their main device. What's the thing that they use the most? Make sure that thing knows your child's real age. So when you're setting it up, make sure it's a child account, right? Turn on screen time. Most connected tech has that ability now to set daily time limits as well as filters. And make sure that you have turned on the ability to approve apps and purchases. If they can't download random apps without your approval, you are winning. Step three is really reinforcing what I just said, which is lock down what they can download. Mm-hmm. If you have age rating set, turn off in-app purchases, block installing apps from unknown sources, you are really setting them up for success. The next thing is to turn on content filters and safe search, whether it's web browsers, music and video apps, gaming stores. You do have to take some steps, and you can reach out to us after the fact to figure out how to do that, but filters, safe search. Next thing, now we're on step five, tighten privacy and communication. Set their social accounts to private. Make sure DMs are for friends only. Turn off location sharing. In games, limit the voice and text chat. And on the phone itself in particular, restrict unknown callers and text. Next thing, step six, we talked about this, but I can't enforce it enough, is to protect nights and common areas. And then finally, if you want to just press the easy button, get the Bark phone, get the Bark watch, get the Bark app. That's that extra safety net and monitoring that, if you want to think about it like a carbon monoxide detector or a seatbelt, that really just makes all of those steps a lot easier for you.
Right.
Oh, and then finally,
You roll.
Okay, but like, just tell your kid what you did and why. This isn't a restrictive state. It's just saying, hey, my job is to keep you safe in the real world and the online world. And these settings aren't about spying or control. They're about safety. If I don't trust you, I don't trust the entire world. And if you see anything weird, scary, or confusing online, you come to me. It is not your fault. You're not in trouble. I'm here to help you.
So that should be the default setting. You shouldn't take all that effort, right? All these apps and these configurations should be the default setting, but they're not. They're wide open. This Guard Act that Blumenthal has put forward is about AI. Hey, buddy, the web's still a mess. Why would you not include all this technology and thinking in the web, what we just talked about with Tatiana's list? What is wrong with these lawmakers, if they can't figure that stuff out, and you have to actually go through what you just listed? It should be by default, period. You should have to figure out as an adult how to make your stuff unprivate and able to be seen by everybody. It should be set by default. That's the thing that blows my mind. And then, of course, to have those discussions, the poor kid's going to be like, what are you keeping me safe from, Mom? What's out there? If you didn't even have to have that, you should have that discussion. I agree that communication is important. But by default, if it was configured that way, they would be trying to figure out how to make themselves available, which they wouldn't even think to do.
Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. When cars were first developed, they didn't have seatbelts. They didn't have airbags. We didn't have stoplights and speeding signs. Like, it took a while, right, for the innovation, the safety measures to catch up with the innovation. That's where we are right now. Unfortunately, it's just too new, and the laws meant to protect consumers online haven't been updated appropriately. The unfortunate part is that our children are bearing the brunt of this. They are the canaries in the coal mine, and so until it catches up, we are their line of defense.
Right. And you guys offer the way to take care of that simply and easily because it's by default. Now, have any other companies reached out to you and said, hey, can we license your technology? Like, does Apple reach out to you guys and say, hey, you guys got a great thing here going, you're protecting the children? Have they done that? Google, have they come out to you and said, hey, you guys are doing such a great job doing this, we can't figure it out. Have they asked for that or no?
Some major companies have reached out to get help, to work with us. Unfortunately, players that you mentioned they like to keep things close to the vest. Mm-hmm. They do not like to admit when they are not doing something right. And Apple in particular thinks that their parental controls are amazing. Mm-hmm. But when you Google Apple parental controls are broken, you'll see multiple articles written by the Wall Street Journal, TechCrunch, et cetera, saying that Apple knows their parental controls are broken and they haven't done enough to fix it. And so for them to reach out to us to get us to help them with that, it means they would admit defeat. And I just don't think they're willing to do that. We're happy to help them.
Yeah.
But the fact is that they can do all of this. I think they are way too far down the privacy rabbit hole to do what Bark does. If they were to do what Bark did, I just don't see it happening. And instead they use band-aids, they do smoke and mirrors. For example, if you figure out how to turn it on, it's called communication safety, I believe, you can essentially blur potential nude images that have been sent to your child, but your child is able to still view them through a few clicks. So it's like they're doing the minimum. They are not doing what they need to do. Same with things like Snapchat. Snapchat launched the safety center because they were being sued up, down, left, and right.
Mm-hmm.
But the safety center is complete BS. Children can turn on or off their location without a parental consent. So essentially, the largest companies, if they were to truly do what's best for child safety, they would lose child users because children wouldn't want to use it as much, and that affects their revenue.
That's just sick. That's just sick. We were just talking about the wardrobe malfunction that happened during the Super Bowl, and it was 20 years ago. Remember that big hullabaloo of Janet Jackson? And
yes.
I mean, it was like a huge news, right? All over the NFL. My kid was, I couldn't believe my kid saw that. Now, what you just described with Apple and Snapchat, these companies, they just don't seem to understand what kind of malfunctioning they're offering these kids. Mm-hmm. When your firewall is up against the internet, you are up against the nastiest stuff you could imagine. I couldn't even think of the nastiest stuff that's up there that you wouldn't want your kids impacted by. It's right there into your home at high-speed fiber connectivity. And I don't know what to tell you. What Janet Jackson did was nothing compared to what's out there. And these companies you'd think would care a little bit more about helping parents try to be parents. If you don't want to set the parental controls, fine. But they should be set by default. It should be one of those. We should have so many tech support calls coming in because I need to allow my 13-year-old to look at what they shouldn't be looking at. And then you get to talk to the tech support guy saying, you really want me to turn this off? That's the kind of questions we should be getting.
Exactly. And just an example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we deal with a lot of hard, heavy stuff at Bark, I have to decompress, right? Go for walks, spend time in nature, create. So I was searching for some art materials at an art store that I love called Dick Blick. Well, I looked away from my computer, thought I was hitting enter on, a search for art materials, and it did not show me what I thought it would just because of what was in the title of the art store.
Mm-hmm.
And I know better. I know better. So it's just, unfortunately, a click away.
It really is. So you've got your list. You've locked everything down. You've kept your AI toy out of the bedroom thanks to Blumenthal. what are we looking at as far as costs for a Bark phone or Bark subscription? Is it about the same as a regular phone?
So for the Bark app, we'll start with the Bark app.
Mm-hmm.
It's $99 for the year, and that is unlimited connected devices and accounts. If you have 10 children, it's the same price.
Wow.
So the Bark app is a great deal. You can also pay monthly. It starts at $14 a month. Actually, on our site right now, we've got a $75 off Bark phone deal with code WOW75 until December 5th. But if you, don't take advantage of that deal, the phone, it varies in price by plan. So for example, the starter plan, which is no apps, no browser, no social media, just a basic smartphone for kids. It's $29 a month. That includes the device and that includes service. It arrives with service, so you don't have to worry about adding it to your existing plan.
Nice.
You can also go on Amazon and buy it outright if you don't want to deal with plans. And we have two models, the A16 and the A36, which is just a little faster, a little savvier.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you buy the BarkBone on Amazon direct right now, there's a cyber deal. It's $132. Normally it's $240. And then the BarkWatch, I'm literally pulling it up on Amazon now because every day there's a different deal because we have an amazing marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's $126 on Amazon. Normally it's $169. But you can also, if you don't want to pay for it full outright, you go on our website, look at the products, and the watch plan starts at $7 a month. So yeah, a lot of great deals, super affordable, arrives with service. And your kids will be safer, which is the most important thing above all.
Exactly. I mean, you talked about connected accounts. So you listed Netflix. I mean, again, Netflix, the stuff that's on there, yikes. Is there a way for you to actually segregate kids' stuff? I know you can, if you bring up the Netflix app, you can choose who you are looking at the Netflix mm-hmm. information. But, you know, the kid could click on anybody, right? Is there a way for you to literally control Netflix in a certain way or those types of services so that the kid can't click on? You know, the old days when we would descramble HBO and we're like, wow, what's going on as a 14-year-old? We don't want them to do that on Netflix or what have you. You know, is there a way to control that or manage that?
Yes. So thankfully, Netflix has parental controls.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important things to do is make sure the profiles that you set up when you go on reflect the age of the user, right? So you create, if it's kids, you create a profile for kids,
mm-hmm.
and then you set the profile maturity ratings levels. You can block shows or unblock shows. You can lock certain profiles. So like, as you know, the mom or dad, you lock that profile, require a PIN.
There it is.
You set a PIN code and that way they can't watch, you know, certain violent sexual graphic content.
But again, that's not a default setting. You got to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, why isn't that a default setting? Again, if Netflix cared, it should be a default right. setting that you had to say as a parent, nope, I'm going to unlock this just so little Sally can look at whatever they want. I mean, no, it's not a default. That's why I was curious about that. So I'm just as guilty. My kids are all grown now. I have no idea how much harm they were. But now if they did that by default and said, you must, as a streamer, configure a PIN that must be turned off. Again, it does sound like a slippery slope, right? But it shouldn't. If Janet Jackson's boob created as much, you know, craziness as it did because the broadcast airways are what they are, Netflix should be told, by the way, guys, you must force a PIN and you must then go through a hoop to turn it off. And that means you as a parent have said, you know what? Go watch whatever you want, kids. And if you make that decision about your kids, that's your choice, not ours. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah,
that'd be
I mean,
a great
it's.
Thing. Go ahead.
Just yeah, we have gotten so far from just a common level of decency,
mm-hmm.
And it's not about being ultra conservative or
no.
prude. This isn't. It's just about protecting the innocence of children.
Right. Yeah, it's gone. It's really gone. And you guys are trying to help those who want to do a better job. I mean, I just remember kids in school couldn't play Dungeons and Dragons because their parents were so strict about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's gotten a little too much. Well, we can't do it. The technology is not helpful. The actual companies that are out there are like, consume as much as you want. Anything else you want to bring up before we have to let you go?
I think just, you know, parents listening to this are probably mad, overwhelmed. And so I want to give us all some hope in a few ways. One is just, if you're even listening to this, like, you're doing a lot better than a lot of parents. Take baby steps. You don't have to fix everything all at once. And you don't have to do it alone. Thankfully, my parents named me a really random, weird name. So you can find me online. There's only one Titania Jordan. in the online safety space. So Google me, reach out to me. I'm happy to help. And if you're on Facebook, there's a Facebook group called Parenting in a Tech World. It's a great place, despite being social media, to get help. There's over 600,000 parents there. So join the group, Google me, reach out to me. We'll get through this together.
Well, we appreciate it, Titania. And I've never been able to say her name right. I do my best because my wife's name's Tisha. And my goodness, the trouble she gets with that. We're going to put a link up there to that Facebook group as well. We've got links up there to Bark, and we appreciate all the work you're doing. Please stay in touch. And if you know what I'd like to hear at some point, these legislators that stand in front of the microphone and say there ought to be a law. I'd love for you to find out next time we're on there. Have there been any laws that actually have made a difference? Or are they all getting paid by the media companies to not make a difference? I contend that's where we're getting, why we haven't had these solutions. Cause again, Ms. Jordan there, Ms. Jackson, I mean, can do what she did. And it was the biggest thing for like, I don't know how long. These companies have had plenty of time to get this right. It's not hard. If the mouse can make sure you can't watch ESPN, I think there should be some basic protections in place by now. And I'm a libertarian. I don't want a bunch of laws, but I mean, obviously our kids should be protected by default, and it's crazy out there. I'd love for you to actually tell me any of the ones that actually worked, if you have any, next time we're on.
Okay. Well, stay tuned.
Your homework. We do appreciate your time, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and have a great holiday coming up. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Take good care.
All right, folks. That was the great Titania Jordan from Bark. And feel free to take a look at it. We've got links over at computertalkwithtab.com on how to keep your kids. All right, guys. So hope that'd bring you down. Hope that gave you some information about how to keep your kids safe.
Yeah.
Because it's just crazy out there. And at least there's tools and products out there that do care about it. So you can get them on this holiday season. The kids won't know if they're young.
Right.
You know, they won't know. So we have a few more minutes here before the top of the hour. Feel free to get online if you want to chat about anything Tatiana talked about. 860-522-9842 is the number. But as we wait for your calls, we have a story that Dennis feels very strongly about.
Well, yeah, this is gonna be taking people into the computer science weeds, but
yeah,
there is a payoff for this, and it's kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
There are files that are used on the internet especially for writing code, writing programs, building websites.
Mm-hmm.
It's a format called JSON, J-S-O-N, okay?
Yep.
Now, if you've ever looked at an actual JSON file, you'll see that it's very hard to interpret what's in it.
It's like reading the matrix.
Everything is broken out in a very odd way, at least to the human eye.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard as a human being to read one of these files and work with it, yep, if you have to. So there are code formatting websites that are available that will take a JSON file and then display its content to you in a way that you can read it. It can also save them in different alternative file formats if you need that done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the way these sites are built, they're intended for you to go there, upload your JSON file, view it, but a lot of them have a like recent links list that is initially displayed when you go to the website.
Mm.
And it's other people's JSON files that they've uploaded and then they've looked at. Now,
why would they keep that there?
I don't know.
What feature is that all about?
I can't explain it. Mm. I guess it's if you go back and want to look at your data again
within my session, maybe, but not somebody else's session.
Yeah, well, it's not that intelligent.
Mm.
As we know, computers are not that bright.
No.
At any rate, let's say I have a JSON file.
Yeah.
And it might even contain credentials for some kind of a connection. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've uploaded it. I've looked at it. I've worked with it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Then 5 minutes later, you come on because you've got a JSON file you want to work with.
Yeah, I got nothing better to do on a Saturday.
In the recent file list that you see when you go to the site,
yeah,
it'll be my data.
Well, we're no wonder what Dennis was working on.
And you can say, oh, I want to see his stuff. Mm. And the bottom line is that all kinds of secret data, whether it's, you know, credentials, passwords, or just informational secrets that you don't necessarily want to get out, is being leaked on the internet in real time and in real text, right, and people can just read it.
By developers that are trying to figure out what the heck their file said.
Right.
And they're trying to then have it translated.
Right, because they need to have it presented to them in a way that they can understand it.
And that's going to work in the same way with AI, too. If you apply your JSON file to ChatGPT, it might capture that information.
Right. You can end up with the same effect. As a matter of fact, I wonder if ChatGPT will act as a code formatter where you can say,
"Oh yeah,
hey, take my JSON file and show it to me in a way I can read."
I bet you it will. It'll hallucinate, too. It'll tell you what time a turkey should be cooked. and then change its mind. So, that again, these types of technologies and tools, why would they have that ability to look at somebody else's file in a different session? It's a free site, right?
Right. Well, most of them are free, yeah, or pretty much all of them.
Why would you even have a site out there to do that?
Well, the bottom line is that it's always better to have an installed JSON formatter on your computer that runs there, and the data doesn't get leaked anyplace because it never gets uploaded to anything else.
Yeah. And so there's got to be a reason these sites exist to do the translation.
Well, they do because they're quick. And if you are a code worker, for lack of a
coder,
better term,
as it were,
you are already on a website typically. So if you're in your browser now, you may as well just put it into the browser, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just convenient.
Yeah, copy it over and do a test.
Yeah, it may be convenient, but you're leaking your secrets all over the internet.
Yeah, AI is doing the same thing. So we'll put a link up to that story if you're a coder and you're interested in how coding works and you want to make your hair hurt. that's what's happening out there with the interwebs. There was another story that was out there before the top of the hour here. Google is saying, no, we're not secretly using your email account to train Gemini. Remember, that was a recent story where it was put out incorrectly, supposedly, that Gemini is not reading your Gmail. Now, of course, years ago, we were talking about this. The reason you got a free mailbox from Google is because they're reading your mail.
Right.
And so it shouldn't be a surprise that people think Gemini is doing it, but Google pinky swears they're not. Again, if it's free, you're the commodity. Consider Proton. Consider a paid email service, whether Google's is correct or not. You just never know until that EULA gets updated and says they can.
Right.
So for now, you can't, but it is what it is. We want to thank Carolyn for producing today. We want to thank Titania Jordan from Bark for telling us how to keep our kids safe on the internet. We've got all the links there for you there as well. Thank Mike G for posting everything live to X and over to our Facebook page over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. Feel free to ask us to join. If you're not a crackpot, we'll let you do that. And everything's posted over at computertalkwithtab.com by Dennis H.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too. Just don't leak your site on the internet.
We'll see you guys next Saturday. Oh, and thank Carolyn for producing if I missed that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.